The nation's new president is continuing to sound the themes of economic populism and nationalism that fueled his campaign. Inauguration ceremonies took place in the nation's capital.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president-elect of the United States, Donald John Trump.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
President Donald Trump painted a dark picture of a country he vowed to take in a new direction.
Today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land.
Amid the pomp of a presidential inauguration, some of the streets of Washington, D.C. were filled with pepper spray and the sound of stun grenades. Police and anti-Trump demonstrators faced off just blocks from the president's inaugural parade route. Scores of people were arrested for trashing property and attacking officers.